Welcome to Tammuz Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist. We have been discussing how diseases are spread and some steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms. We've already talked about controlling aerosol, direct contact, and oral transmission. Ellen, what are some of the diseases spread by vectors?
Tamalee, there are a lot of diseases spread by vectors. Some of the more common ones include the fact that ticks spread anaplasmosis, flies spread some forms of contagious mastitis and pink eye, and rain rot can be carried by either flies or ticks.
Okay, how do we protect our herds from the various diseases that are caused by vectors?
Well, there are three steps to controlling vectors. First, reduce the source. Second, reduce the adult population. And finally, minimize the interaction between the vector and the animals.
What steps can we take to reduce the source?
This is going to depend upon which vector you want to target, but flies are probably the biggest problems on dairies, so let's use them as an example. First, we need to know a little bit about flies. They have four different life stages: the egg, larva, pupa, and adult. The life cycle can be as short as 10 days in warm weather, and the adult female fly lays her eggs in organic matter, so that's the source we need to tackle.
What do you mean by organic matter?
Well, for the fly, we're talking about manure, feed, and wet bedding. If you go in on a weekly basis and disturb these areas, you can actually reduce the fly population. That means rotating pastures and dragging lots. On a daily basis, you need to clean alleys and pens, clean up spilled feed, and clean around feed bunks. We want to minimize the organic matter available for the fly.
Can we use feed additives to reduce the fly population?
Well, there are some pass-through additives on the market that work as fly larvicide. We don't often see them used on dairies. The key to these working is to start feeding the ingredient 3 weeks before fly season and continue until the end of the fly season. These additives have to be included for all animals on the farm. Of course, with dairy animals, make sure they are specifically labeled for use in the dairy cow.
What about parasitic wasps?
Tamalee, these certainly can be beneficial as part of an overall program, but you still need to control the amount of organic matter around the dairy as well.
Ellen, what have we missed?
Well, Tamalee, we need to go on and talk about controlling adult flies. We can use adulticides for quick knockdown of adult fly populations. Again, make sure that you use a product approved for use on dairies. It is difficult to minimize the animal-fly interaction. But for some other vectors, such as ticks, it may mean just keeping pastures mowed or keeping animals out of the woods.
Thank you, Ellen. Now that you know about the different modes of disease transmission, consider what steps you can take to reduce disease transmission on your dairy. Most of these practices should be easy to implement and may already be adopted on your farms. Check your prevention practices against those we've discussed and fill in any gaps to safeguard your herd against disease. Join us in future Tammuz Milkcasts. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.